joining us now on the OK Tires Hotline, Lance Cormier. Lance, good morning to you, man.
Morning to you guys. How's everything going?
Going good, man. Going good. Just back to the same old routine. Been up in Hoover this week. Thanks to the folks at Cardiology Consultants for getting us sponsored and getting us a table up there. So just kind of getting settled back in.
Yeah, how did all that go?
It went great, man. I don't know. What's the biggest like media event that you went to in your professional career?
I mean, a lot of it, the opening days. When depending on where you're playing, like opening day in LA was kind of an event. You walk in, they have like, like not kiosks, but like little people set up booths and like once you look at their, whether it's New Era hats or, and you just kind of walk through and you like get a polo shirt or something like that. So, and then, right when you get in, it's just crazy. So obviously the LA market, the biggest media, but I would assume, something like a media day would be the All-Star game. Never got to do that kind of stuff, but that's kind of, what I, look, seeing some of the videos from the SEC media days, just kind of what it looks like, what it might be. But seemed like it was a good event, good fun, listening to all the talk shows.
Lance, I want to get your thoughts on the All-Star because, we're coming off the All-Star break. It's as of today. First of all, the Home Run Derby, has that lost its luster?
I think it has. And I heard one of the good guys, Dave Kapler, that I played with and I, like to stay in touch with, and now he's working for Fox. He sent out a tweet, and it was perfect. It's like, this is the only competition that it gets worse as it gets closer to the finish because it just gets so long and drawn out. I would love to see, where, hey, you get 15 pitches, and that's it. I don't care. So all these guys, they hit a home run, they take two pitches. Then they hit a home run, or they hit a pitch, and they take two pitches. And I'd like to see where, hey, if you get 15 pitches, so if your pitcher throws 7 balls, that's your fault. You chose him, and have an umpire there. And if it's a strike, you better it counts as an out. Just to get the guys going, because their rounds take so long. And then because I know like this year with Miguel Bautista, he is an amazing, love his power and his swing, and he hit 10 and it was a great first round, and he doesn't hit for 2 hours. That's ridiculous. You're going and you're just absolutely ice cold, so you're not getting the best, of everybody. So whether you're getting the best players out there hitting that people want to see, you're still not getting the best of the people that are out there. So I think if they, tweak it, but for an event to last that long, obviously it's a good thing. Everybody's there. They sell it out every year, so that's probably why they're not going to change it. But it'd be cool to see whether, if you could just say, here's a set number of pitches, because then the pressure gets on a little bit more, and you see what you got.
Do they need to tweak the All-Star game setting? Does it have enough? Does it have enough importance to it?
I'm not a huge fan of the importance of home field advantage because, it's just a game that say you're okay. I'm an American League team, playing with Tampa Bay, and we, the American League team's 4 best pitchers pitch on Sunday, so they can't pitch in the All-Star game, and then also all of a sudden, and it's not like that with the National League team. So it's never a truly stacked deck, and I just don't like that it can dictate who's going to have home field advantage. It comes down to it. It is an All-Star game, and it's just going to be an All-Star game just like all the others. And you want to have there'll be excitement for it, but it's tough for the players because, that's the only break that you get, and if you're in the All-Star game, there is no break. You're flying out Sunday night from your field, and you're going to the All-Star game. You're going to the Home Run Derby that next day. You got all the media. I know there's like a room full of like autographs. That takes hours to just get through that you have to do. And so then you get to Wednesday, and a lot of those guys go to the SVs and all that. So it gets to the point where you just don't even have a break. So that's why a lot of, you'll see guys turn down or, oh, hey, my big toe hurts, and, let somebody else go. Just the honor of getting selected is what they want. To have the numbers where, hey, I get selected, just to have those kind of good numbers. That's all everybody wants. Unless you're, young where you want to play, but, those days off are so crucial for the whole year just to just re-energize that body and to do it and to go to those things over and over again. It's like a daily cheaper, man. That's just amazing.
Lance, did Adam Wainwright throw a cream puff up there for Derek Jeter to hit?
No. I don't think anybody says, hey, I want to give up a hit, I think Adam, you know, there's times where he's like, I'm just going to challenge him and I'm going to throw my best fastball. And obviously sometimes our best fastballs don't get where we want to go to. So it may be that's it. You know, maybe he wants to be a guy like, I want to be a guy that I challenged him. I didn't go up there throwing breaking ball after breaking ball. But I don't think he just said, hey, I want to let Derek Jeter get a hit on his, you know, on his last All-Star game. But I mean, and like I've seen comments from Jeter and saying, look, I still had to hit it. You know what I mean? No matter what he did, I still had to hit it. And that's the truth behind it. I mean, no matter what you do, because if you sit there and watch BP for hours on hours, you see nonstop balls right down the middle that you would call cream puffs that guys either foul off in the cage, ground out to the third baseman, right to the fifth man. So it's about, you know, he did his job like he's supposed to, and like he's done for years and, you know, over 3,100 times on his hit. So it was good to see him have a good day, you know, especially on the defensive side and at the plate.
Mike Trout, the best player in baseball?
I think hands down. Just what he brings to each and every game. I mean, so I really truly believe that maybe not the best hitter. I think Miguel Cabrera might be the best hitter, just, you know, adjustment. No pitch really fools him. But when it comes down to best player, you know, if I'm in a situation where I need the game, I'm not really wanting Miguel Cabrera at first base. You know, and that's not the, okay, we've got Miguel Cabrera at first. So, but when you're in a, you know, you're in the eighth inning, ninth inning, and you don't need that double, and you need a guy to run it down in, you know, center field, right field, left field, wherever the heck you want to put him, because he can play all there. Man, I think he brings so much to the table. You know, those ESPN commercials about him saying, you know, the 5-2 guy, this is who dads tell their kids about. I mean, that is, you know, exactly the truth. You know, my little boy likes to watch everything, and, you know, he knows some of the other names, but I'm like, man, this is the guy you need to follow, you know, because he's on the field, he hustles, you don't hear anything else, you know, you don't hear him open his mouth. He just does his job, and that's what's great.
Visiting with former Major League pitcher Lance Cormier. Lance, we're getting into this, the unofficial, I guess, second half of the baseball season. Teams like the Boston Red Sox kind of staring uphill in their division. Who do you think is going to be making plays, and who do you think is going to be calling it quits?
Well, I mean, you've got, like, the Astros and the Cubs, and, you know, there's the bottom dwellers in each division are going to have their, you know, they're going to sell. They're going to always try to get younger. But a team like, I mean, Boston, and I know, like, Tampa, I mean, they're, you know, what is it, 9.5 out. Well, how did they finish the first half? Then they kind of, you know, those 4 days for the front office is definitely something that's going on where, what do we need to do? Do we need to be sellers? Do we need to, what pieces can we move? And so, you know, Baltimore and Toronto are, an injury away from losing that starting pitcher, or losing that middle of the order bat, where then all of a sudden they go on a swoon, and, you know, who knows what Tampa or Detroit does. But I think you're going to see a team like Kansas City and L.A. still, the Angels are still going to try to, I know, acquire a bullpen. You know, they're trying to just build the bullpen, because I believe that's where you're, you know, when you have the pitching, the starting pitching, and which there's not that many starting pitchers available this year outside of David Price, which I know Price would be, you know, ecstatic to go to the Angels, you know, a franchise like that wants to win and is going to, you know, is going to pony up the money to keep him there, not just for this year. So, I mean, like, you know, like an organization like Philadelphia, you know, they have a lot of pieces that people would want, but if they're signed long term, do they want to, you know, move them, or do they just want to continue to battle, put some young players out there and let them learn? And that's what's fun to watch, is because you go there and you'll get to see, you know, the teams that you consider out of it. You know, you get to see young players, and you get to see those guys called up, and veterans kind of get to move to a, you know, a team that has some energy, and that's all you want as a player. You want to be able to go to the field and have energy. And so if you're out of it and they bring up young players, you know, young players, they bring energy no matter what, because, hey, I'm in the big leagues for the first time. It's just those guys, you know, that have been around a little while, they go, man, it's just getting old, you know, and a new change of scenery with some life, because, hey, we might have a shot, whether there is no shot, but, hey, we're not, you know, dead out of here. So it's, the second half is always good for that, and that's a good part of baseball.
Lance, it's not often that the minor leagues make national news, but yesterday the Sugarland Skeeters, after his first career strikeout, received retirement from Tracy McGrady, former NBA All-Star Tracy McGrady. Lance, will we ever see another dual sport professional athlete, you think?
I think you will. You know, as, I mean, it's crazy because as the kid, you know, I know, I don't know how you were, but I know when I was, and I'm sure when Martin was, you know, you just played everything. It didn't. There was no fall baseball. There was none of this stuff. You just, okay. Oh, it's fall. It's football season. Okay. It's basketball season now. All right. Let's play baseball. That's just how it was. And, you know, and I know kids don't do that these days. And that's what kind of stinks is because parents think, hey, oh, my kid's not playing fall travel ball. He's going to get left behind. And that is definitely not the case. I mean, you know, as a young age and as you're growing up, you got to just build athleticism. And the only thing to do that is to do multiple different, you know, multiple things, whether it's football and you learn different skill sets. And in basketball, you learn different skill sets because each sport brings a different skill set. And they might, you know, you might have to be an athlete to do it, but you can learn and create and develop other skills and become a better athlete by playing multiple sports. And I think that's what's going to cause it not to, but there's still those guys that just come out here that are just absolute freak athletes. Because you look at a guy like LeBron, I mean, he probably could if he wanted to, you know, if he would have wanted to at a young age where, you know, and that might not be what he wanted, but there's going to be a time where there's going to be that athlete that has those kind of skill sets going to go, I want to be that guy that does both. And, you know, it can happen because, you know, especially if it's the sports like baseball and football. Now, obviously, you're not going to play basketball and football because they come together. So it really, for the most part, it does need to be football and baseball, you know, like Deion and Bo did and Brian Jordan, who's very underrated when it comes to, no one really talks to him about him when, you know, when it comes to playing both sports. But, you know, football and baseball, it allows you, and especially, you know, the types of position, like an outfielder, because that's what all those guys were, outfielders, you know, and pretty much on defense other than Bo. But, you know, you can't be, I don't think you can be a skill position player like a quarterback and then try and come play something, you know, especially like, I mean, that's what's amazing about, you know, Winston in college is he's a quarterback and he goes and plays and he's a pitcher. I mean, that's so much stress on your arm, but you're such an important position on the field, you know, in football, that you need to be at football a lot. So for him being in baseball and being as good as he is in both, that's pretty cool.
Lance, there might have been a pause in the major leagues for the All-Star break, but I know that there's no rest for the weary at CrossFit Canner.
No, man, absolutely not. It's been a great week. And like I said, just the members there, man, like we wanted to talk about, I know college coming up and the college people are getting here, and we want to say we're about 5 minutes from campus, so it's an easy drive. People can find more information at crossfitcandor.com, crossfitcandor.com, and then, you know, at Gmail is for the email, and then on Facebook and Twitter, and just, man, it's just been great. You know, over the summer, you know, guys are vacationing and everything, but there's still been just a great community in there, and you know, lots of getting stronger, getting better, getting healthier. We're going through the transformation pages as we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary in September, where we're spotlighting a lot of our members. I mean, we have guys that, you know, walked into the gym, you know, 8-10 months ago and 65-70 pounds lighter now, and you know, and we're putting up pictures of before and after and testimonies, and it's just so amazing to see. I mean, like, you don't even recognize their old pictures, and that's how they came into the gym. So now you just see them as this. And when you put it on paper, man, it's a beautiful thing to see, because you know that, hey, whether I'm here, we help one, you know, we help one person, you know, and that's what we're here. We're here to help people and get them more healthier, and where they can live life and they can enjoy life better. And so, you know, it's a great thing. We got a on-ramps foundations course starting August 4th, the first Monday in August. You know, guys will be able to join, come through that. So if anybody needs any information, just give me a call or just check us out on the internet and just give us an email.
Former Major League pitcher in Alabama, great, now owner and operator of CrossFit Candor, Lance Cormier. Lance, appreciate your time, man.
I appreciate you guys.